May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Here's a phrase to muse on. Live as though Jesus is coming back today. Plan as though he is not coming back for 100 years. So just hold on to that thought. Today is the last Sunday before Advent, so Advent calendars are on their way. This Sunday is often called Christ the King, and the word King has many associations, so there's a lot to think about. However, we're presented with a difficult gospel. Are we sheep? Or are we goats? And before you take that too literally, there's another thing for us to reflect on as well. We're faced with the return of the Son of Man in glory, and also faced with judgment. All this as we're probably looking forward to Christmas. And with only 33 sleeps to go. But why do we have Christ the King at this time of the year, in what is sometimes called the kingdom season? Well, it goes back 95 years, not that long in church terms, admittedly, when the celebration of Christ the King was instituted by the Pope of the day. And it's interesting to understand the reasoning, and it will also make clear why so many other denominations have also subscribed to this Sunday being Christ the King. At the time of its institution, secularism was on the rise, and many Christians, I stress that again, many Christians, doubted Christ's authority, and indeed even Christ's existence. So when we think it's 95 years ago, the growth of secularism is clearly nothing new. Pope Pius hoped that the celebration would lead to the three following things. Number one, that nations would see that the church has the right to freedom and immunity from the state. Unfortunately, in many countries around the world, we know that that's not true. And we also know that if the archbishops speak out, that they are soundly castigated in various forms of the media. Point number two was, he hoped that leaders and nations would see that they are bound to give respect to Christ. Well, you can decide how much that's happened. And number three, that the faithful world would gain strength and courage from the celebration, as we are reminded that Christ must reign in our hearts, minds, wills, and bodies. And let's just call that work in progress. These goals are still very much needed today, as these problems have not vanished. Or would you say that they've worsened? I'll leave that to you to decide. We have to be honest, king language is often not popular. It's too loaded a word. And as a result, few take time to reflect what the kingship of Christ means. What kind of king is this that we have gathered here this morning to celebrate? Maybe one of the following. Is Christ a tyrannical king who forces obedience? Is Christ a weak king and able to rule his kingdom? Or is Christ somewhere in between? In the reading from Ezekiel today, it's the one who rescues his sheep from all the places they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness, pointing to a king of compassionate, caring, loving service. And whilst you think about that, here's a story for you to think about. It's a simple story of a king, a woman, and his love for her. Firstly, he decided to dress up and show his authority. In fact, to tell her that she had to love him. It won't surprise you that it just didn't work. So having failed to woo her with his power, he thought long and hard. he finally realised that shows of power were no good. So he decided to go about incognito. He went to the village where she lived and became one of the peasants. He decided he would work and suffer with them. This he did, and over a period of time, he won his bride. So just think on that for a moment. So did God consider how he might win humankind? God in Christ became one of us. He took upon him the form of human flesh to dwell among us. Paul says God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. But what king is this who lays down his life for his subjects? It's the one who can say, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world.'" So it's a king that comes back and rewards, that cares, that acknowledges all that we've done. But just how do we inherit a place in the kingdom? As the Gospel says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was ill, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." That's us all as kingdom people, as people of love, compassion, justice, and freedom. But if Christ's kingdom is not of this world, what sort of kingship does it mean? As John would say, it's a kingship that testifies to the truth. As John would have it, "Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." And as we think about those words of Jesus, if we're prepared to listen, we'll hear. If we're prepared to hear, we'll respond. And if we're prepared to respond, we'll share in the kingdom. And none of that's really too hard for anyone. A kingdom of truth, love, fellowship, salvation, and life in its fullest. That's what the King brings. That's what we're waiting for, all revealed in his word. Now there's a sheep farmer in Ceredigion who is distraught as he has lost his precious family Bible. Foolishly, he took it out on the hills with him to read, and has now lost it. He prays and prays and prays, but he simply can't find the Bible, and knows it must be lost for good. However, 3 weeks later, a sheep brings it back in its mouth. The farmer looks up to the heavens and says, "A miracle." "Not really," says the sheep. "Your name's written inside it." The pandemic has highlighted something we all know, that life is fragile and fleeting. So we must be ready to meet Jesus as our Master, Lord, and King. Whether at the end of this age, or at the end of our lives. As the Gospel tells us, we'll all be called to account for what we have done. So let's go back to the opening statement. Live as though Jesus is coming back today. Plan as though he is not coming back for 100 years. Amen.
Thank you.